is our first Sunday in the new year. And it's often a service when we look forward. We look forward to the new year in preparation. And when we look forward into a new year, previously we've often looked forward with an air of expectancy, an air of excitement, an air of, yes, what's going to happen next? But because of this last year, because of this 2020, I think that we're going into 2021 possibly with a different attitude, possibly with a different approach. I think people are a lot more fearful. I think mid-part of 2020, a lot of people were thinking, well, let's get to 2021 and everything will be okay. And as we've transitioned from 2020 into 21, we're all realizing that it's not as okay as we would like it to be. We're fearful. We're fearful because of what's happened in this last year. We're fearful of the whole COVID situation. We've been reminded of how fragile life is. Things that we just took for granted, traveling around the world, jumping on an aeroplane, coming to a country, has all changed. Having freedoms and liberties to travel and do what you like has changed. We've spent a large part of this year at home, under curfew. And so as we stand here looking at 2021, I think we're looking forward in a very different way to maybe how we've looked forward in the past. And often for many of you, and particularly those of you from Africa, I know that the crossover service, the transition service, the watch night service, as we call it in England, the crossover service is a big deal for you. And normally on a New Year's Eve in our church building, after we've had a time of fellowship together, after we've had something to eat together, we move on to the crossover service. And around about 11 o'clock, the church building really starts to fill up with people who we probably haven't seen since the last crossover service, who are coming in. And that's because so many people want to start the new year in the right way. Start the new year with the comfort and the hope that they've been in church. And for a lot of people, they didn't even have that opportunity. Here in Cyprus, our New Year's Eve, we had a curfew starting at 10 o'clock. We were limited to having no more than 10 people in our homes. And so the traditional crossover service didn't happen. But the crossover from 2019 to 2020 was a big one. And for a lot of people, they were gathered together, and they were gathering together to go into the new year. And at that time of crossover, in many churches, not at LPC, but at many churches, there were prophecies and declarations being made. And I wanted just to share with you a few of these declarations and prophecies that were being made last year. 2020 is going to be the year of perfection. 2020 is going to be a series of joys. 2020, the year of breaking limits. I don't think the prophet realized that there would be breaking limits on COVID and deaths. This year of breaking limits, you'll be doing greater things than Jesus. This will be the best year you've ever lived in your life. 2020 is going to be a great year. All you've been dreaming to achieve, all you've been praying for, all you've been believing for in God will happen in 2020. If you enter 2020 single, you will leave it married. Throughout 2020, you will not need any form of medication. And for most of 2020, the scientists have been desperately, desperately trying to make a medication for COVID. Things that bring you pain will be taken away in 2020. And I think my favorite is this. I will not read my prophetic declaration, but they are available already in printed form for 100 naira each. They all were real. I didn't make them up. And if anyone wants to see the video evidence of that, I will pass it on to you. That's what people went into 2020 believing and hoping on. The LPC, like many true Bible-believing teachers, teaching churches around the world, we're going to open Scripture. We're going to open God's Word, God's revealed and inerrant Word. And we're going to look to see what God's Word has to say for us. We're back in our series in the Gospel of John. I was thinking of what should I be teaching on this New Year's first Sunday service. And when I looked at where we were in John, I read the words, "Let not your hearts be troubled." What better words could we have to go into 2021? And I think this is a very timely message for us in this New Year's Sunday. But what I can confidently say is the prophets of the Old Testament said, I can say to you this morning, thus says the Lord, because we're hearing God speaking to us through His Word. And that's what, with the Lord's help, we try and do here week by week. We don't want to go anywhere else. We want God to speak to us through His Word. And we're thankful for 2020, how God has spoken to us through His Word. And we trust in 2021, and for as long as the Lord tarries, that God's Word will be what is His, what He uses to speak to us through here. But as we look at this passage, I just want to illustrate it, and I've got an illustration that will be running through the sermon this morning to help us here. Have you been in a situation when someone in authority or responsibility has had to leave you for a time? Maybe you can remember when you were younger, and your parents or your father had some business to do, and he needed to leave you or leave the family at home or at loan. Maybe you've been in a work situation and your managers had to go off to do a special deal or on a business conference, and you're left by yourself in the work situation. Or maybe in the university situation, your lecturer has gone off for surgery and left you for a while. Or for many of you, you'll know this, your sibling who has been living at home with you has gone off to university or gone off to work. You know this kind of situation. It happens to us in our lives very often. And it happens when someone who is very important to us has to leave. And before they leave, they want to reassure you. Before they leave, they want to help you. And they'll often say things like this. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Trust me, it will be fine. Don't worry. I have to go. I've got something important to do. But don't worry, I won't be away for long. I'll see you soon. Don't worry. You know where I am going. I'm going on a business trip. I'm going to see this person. I'm going to do that. You know how to find me. Don't worry. I'll know you'll do really great while I'm away. Don't worry. If you need anything, just give me a call. Don't worry. And I'm sure you've heard that. And heard that sentiment ringing in your ears when loved ones have gone on their travels. Or maybe they're sentiments that you've shared when you've left people in that situation. Now, we've been going through the Gospel of John. We had a break from it over most of December. And now we're back here in this chapter 14. Chapter 14 through to 17 is unique to John, the Gospel of John. It's a time when Jesus is speaking to his disciples. Now, Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet. Jesus has just had the Last Supper, the Passover feast with them. Jesus has just announced who his betrayer is going to be. And Jesus in chapter 13 and verse 33 speaks tenderly to his disciples and says, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you." Jesus is preparing his disciples for his leaving them. And he tells them not to worry. Do not worry. We see it in verse 1, that very little bit that I said is where we're heading into for this new year. Let not your hearts be troubled. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't get caught up in the moment. Jesus sees and feels the tension and the worry of these disciples. He cares for them just as he cares for us now. And we've got every reason to think that 2021 will be a challenging year due to COVID. Just as back then, these disciples were looking forward and they were thinking, what's happening next? And Jesus knew the future. Jesus knew where his path was going to take him. We know that Jesus knew it because as he was praying a little later on, he said, "Not my will be done, but yours." He knew that the Lord's will for him was to go to Calvary and to die on the cross and to pay the price for the sins of his people and to be, for his body to be buried and for him to raise physically again in 3 days. And then he knew that he would have 30 more days on the earth and then he would be up in heaven, sat at the right hand of God. Jesus knew that he was going away. And Jesus knew that his going away would be a great challenge and a huge difficulty for his disciples. And so as he starts preparing them, as he starts educating them of the steps ahead, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." And as we look forward into this coming year, as you look forward into your situation, as you consider that the challenges and the difficulties that are ahead of you personally, and then if we take a step back and think of the challenges that society has, and think of the COVID situation, and think of all these different tensions around and about, we have very real concerns, don't we? But we can start 2021 with these words. Let not your hearts be troubled. Now this is a great comfort, a huge comfort, but we have to remember that this comfort is not for everybody. I'm sure that some people went into 2020 single and came up married. But not everyone that went into 2020 went in single came up married. That prophecy, that fortune telling, that insanity wasn't real. It wasn't for everybody. It couldn't be for everybody. And similarly, this verse here, that this comfort that we can take into 2021, let not your hearts be troubled, is not for everybody. This verse says, believe in God. Believe also in me. Friends, this comfort, the comfort that we can derive from, let not your hearts be troubled, is only for those who genuinely believe in God the Father and know God the Father through the Son, Jesus. Many people pile into crossover services. Many people would come on the first Sunday service, and had the building been open, had things been normal, the church would have been packed this day. And people would be coming because they'd be wanting comfort, they'd be wanting blessing, they'd be wanting a good start into the new year. They'd be wanting to have those blessings of knowing that don't let your hearts be troubled. Well, this is the truth of God's word. If you do not know God as your Father through Jesus, then this comfort is not for you. In fact, your heart should be troubled, because you have nothing to live for, and you have nothing to die for. And that's probably not the message that you wanted to hear on your first Sunday in the New Year's. But this is God's word. This is what we need to hear. This is what you may need to hear right now. If you are not trusting in God as your Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, if you haven't got a relationship with Him, then you have nothing to live for. Now, for sure, you may say, well, I've got my work, I've got my studies, I've got my family. Yes, they're all real, but they're not eternal. The only thing that's eternal is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we need a relationship with that eternal God so that our hearts may not be troubled. As I was explaining to the children in the children's talk, leprosy was a horrible disease. Leprosy was a debilitating disease. Leprosy was in some ways worse than COVID. It spread just as quickly, but the effects were horrendous. But Jesus didn't come to this world just to heal lepers. When He healed lepers, it was a picture of the fact that He could heal people from their sins and make them right with God. When we've been healed from our sins, when we've been forgiven of our sins, we are made right with God. And we have something to live for. And we have something after we die. We have an eternity with God. Jesus didn't just say this to His disciples. Jesus didn't just say to His disciples, don't worry, believe in me. He goes on in this next 13 verses and He gives them 7 reasons why not to worry. But it starts with us having to ask the question, do we truly believe in God? Do we truly know Him? Do we truly believe in Jesus? Do we truly know Him? Because if we do, we can have that for ourselves. Let not your hearts be troubled. And we can carry on. And we can look at these 7 reasons why we don't need our hearts to be troubled. So firstly, we see just as the person who was leaving their home, and they would have said to their children, said to their loved ones, trust me, it'll be fine. Don't worry. Don't worry. And it's the same for us here. It's the same for the disciples here. Jesus is saying to them, trust me, it will be fine. We see it in verse 1, and then we see it expanded in verses 8 to 11. In verse 1, as we know already, he says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in me. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And Jesus was comforting the disciples with the fact that just as they are trusting in God, they could trust him because he and God are one. So much of the teaching that Jesus had given before was underlining the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus and God are one. And he goes on in verse 11 and says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves. They were told not to worry because God had told them not to. This is the situation here. Jesus is explaining to them that he is speaking on behalf of God. God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. God who is in control of all things. God is speaking to them through Jesus because Jesus is God. And Jesus is saying to them, look, you do not have to worry. He reminds the disciples, says, you've seen the miracles. These miracles point to Jesus. In the Gospel of John, there's seven of these miracles that we see. We see that he turned the water into wine. We see that he healed the nobleman's son that was near to death. We read of him healing the lame man at the pool. He feeds the 5,000. He walks on water. He heals the man that was born blind. He raises Lazarus from the dead. And what Jesus is saying to these disciples is saying, look, trust me, you'll be fine, trust me. God is the God who does these miracles, and it's God who does these miracles who is saying to you now, let not your hearts be troubled. And that must have been a huge encouragement to these disciples as they thought on that and realized, yes, We can trust this. We can hold on to this. We don't need to let our hearts be troubled because God is saying this to us, and we've seen God work through these miracles. And as you go on into 2021, we have the real comfort now that this is not a mere man saying to you, let not your hearts be troubled. This is not me saying to you, let not your hearts be troubled. But this is God saying to us, God speaking to us, and God is saying to us, let not your hearts be troubled. This is God speaking into our situation. This is just so much better than the prophecies, the false prophecies of 2020, where a man got up and just said stuff. This isn't a man getting up and saying stuff. This is God speaking to us through his word and saying to us as we approach, as we are in 2021, let not your hearts be troubled. Often a business, or particularly a banks, will tell you when they were established. And it's to give you confidence, isn't it? That the bank that's been running for hundreds of years gives you far more confidence than the bank that just opened last year. And so a bank and a business will tell you, and particularly if it's a long heritage, proudly tell you of how long they've been running. And you think, well, actually, if they've been running this length of time and looking after people's money for this length of time, I've got confidence of going to them. Now, God doesn't do marketing slogans. But if he did, You can imagine something like this. Keeping promises from before time began. That's who is telling you not to be troubled. The God who is keeping his promises from time began. The God who has never been surprised. COVID didn't surprise God last year. Your reaction to COVID didn't surprise God last year. Nothing surprises God. Or as he tells us in his word, God's word never fails. And it's this God who is keeping his promise from the time began. It's this God who has never surprised. It's this God who has a plan and a purpose for everything. It's this God who never fails, whose word never fails, who is altogether strong, who is altogether perfect, who is altogether lovely. And he is saying to us as we go into 2021, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in him. That's only for those of you that believe in him. And so if you don't believe in him, if you don't know him, now is the time to come to him. But for those of us that do know him, it's God that's saying this to us. He's saying, let not your hearts be troubled. And then Jesus carries on with his disciples and explains something else. He says to them, secondly, I've got something important to do. We see this in verse 2. If your parents are leaving the house to get provisions or to get a present, if your boss is going away to secure a big deal, if your sibling is going away to get educated, you're happy to let them go because you know the reason. And Jesus, before he was leaving his disciples, he was preparing them and he is telling them the reason. And he looks to his disciples and he says to them, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? You see, Jesus, as he's saying, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going, but I've got a reason to go. There's a really, really good reason for why I'm going. I'm going to prepare a place for you, disciples. And what a comfort this must have been for them. They'd been on the road for 3 years with Jesus. They'd been wandering around with him. And Jesus was leaving them because in the first moments he had a job to do, didn't he? He had to secure a victory over sin, death and the devil on the cross. He came to die on the cross, to pay the price for the sins of his people so that you can be forgiven and brought into God's family. But when this work of salvation on the cross was completed, when Jesus had rose from the dead, there was something else that he was going to do. And after the 30 days of being here on this earth, he left. And he left because he was going to make sure that heaven was ready for the arrival of the disciples. He's saying to his disciples, look, you've been wandering around with me over these last 3 years. We haven't got a place of our own. But I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you that's better than anything you've ever had before. I'm taking you to be with me in eternity forever. Jesus is getting a place ready for them in his presence and in the presence of God. And as we go into 2021, we're reminded that this is not our home. As a believer, we're in exile. This is where we're traveling. We're traveling to heaven. And Jesus is there. And Jesus is getting a place ready for us. And if the God of all glory is making a place ready for you in heaven, you don't need to let your hearts be troubled. Why not? Because we know why Jesus is in heaven. He's there waiting, preparing a place for us. But thirdly, we also see that Jesus was telling his disciples not to worry because he would see them soon. Now, whenever a friend leaves a friend and they go their separate ways, whenever a parent goes out and leaves the children, whenever a husband must leave a wife for a certain time, whenever a boyfriend or girlfriend part, the question is, when will I see you again? When will I see you again? The disciples didn't need to worry because Jesus said to them in verse 3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. Now, we're not given a time frame in here, but we're given the assurance that he would see them again. He would come back for them again. And if they were happy to believe that Jesus was getting a place ready for them, then the next step is logical. You see, they're going to see Jesus again. Yes, Jesus is leaving, but it's not the end. It isn't like the scrolling credits at the end of a film and the sunset scene and that's it, all finished. No. This is notification that the best is yet to be. Jesus is saying, yes, I'm going, but don't worry. I'm coming again. And when I come again, I'm coming to take you myself to your home in glory. What a comfort that must have been to those disciples. We've not seen Jesus like the disciples had. But this is for us too, if we believe. You see, a little later, just a little later in the Gospel of John, we have the account when Thomas doesn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And Jesus kindly, graciously comes to him and speaks to him. And then Jesus says this, you have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me yet believed. If you are believing in Jesus as your Savior, we have the comfort to know that we will see Jesus. We will see Jesus because he's going to come and take us to be at home in glory forever and ever and ever. We don't need to let our hearts be troubled as we go into 2021. There are so many things that we do not know for sure. There are so many concerns that could be ahead of us for sure. We could be ill. We could have financial disaster. We could have academic problems. There could be all manner of things ahead of us. But there is one thing that we can be absolutely sure of ahead of us one day. Those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, Jesus will come to take us home. Whether it will be in this body or whether it will be in our resurrection body, Jesus will come to take us home. And all the problems and challenges of this world will just evaporate. Because we're going home to be with our Savior. Jesus is coming to take you to himself. The prophet that said, the false prophet that said, 2020 is going to be the year of your perfection. Well, for the saints that died and went to glory, it was their year of perfection. But there's never going to be perfection on this earth. It's a sin-filled, sin-marred, sin-hurting world. But friends, let not your hearts be troubled, because Jesus will come again for his people and will take them to himself. And just as that was a comfort to the disciples, I trust it's a comfort to you. But there's more here. Number four, you will know where I will be. Often a worried child will ask their leaving parent, where are you going? Where are you going? And a soft answer from the parent explaining their destination, I'm going to the shops, I'm going to see your uncle, I'm going to this country, I'm doing that thing. It gives the young person comfort. This is exactly what Jesus does for his disciples. He says where he is going. He says that where I am, you may also be. In my Father's house are many rooms. Jesus was going to glory. Jesus is going to be where the Father is. Now, in one sense, God is everywhere because he is omnipresent, and God is everywhere. We don't see God in his physical sense. But we learn here that God the Father has a physical presence in a place that we know is heaven. And that's more of a dimension than a physical situation as we would understand it. But it's where God is. It's where his throne room is, as it were. It's where Jesus is seated on the right hand of God. And just this, thinking this last week, weren't we? The words of the comfort that were given to the disciples is also ours. Throughout the Bible, we're being told time and time again that Jesus is in heaven. Jesus is sat at the right hand of God. Or just as we were thinking last week in Hebrews 12:2, Jesus endured the cross, despised the shame, and what? He is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The disciples are being comforted, and they're being told exactly where Jesus is going. He's not hiding anything from them. He's telling them where he is going. And as we go into 2021, as you go into that, if you are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need not let your hearts be troubled, because Jesus is in heaven. He's in God's physical presence. And this, in short, is a comfort we haven't got time to go into, but just very, very simply, it's because there is a man in heaven. A man in heaven means that mankind, means that you and I can access heaven because a man has gone before us. Jesus, the God-man, is there in his human form, seated in heavenly places at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. We know that we can make it to heaven because Jesus has prepared a place for us. Jesus has made a way for us. Jesus is interceding on our behalf. When God the Father looks at us, he doesn't see a sinful, wretched person. He sees the righteousness of Christ. We've been made clean by him. And so we don't need to let our hearts be troubled. Because no matter what happens in this life, our eternity with God through Jesus Christ is before us. And so as we go into 2021, we can keep looking up, because the best is yet to be. Now, I told you there are seven things here up into verse 14. We're only going to look at the first five. We won't have time to do the others justice, but I'll just mention them in a moment. So please don't think we're going to be going on and on and on. But I just want to share that this fifth one with you. As he left his disciples in verse 6, he basically says, you know how to find me. You know how to find me. One of the strange things about this COVID travel rules, it meant that in some ways as a family we felt further apart from one another. Noah and Leah, as you know, are in the UK. And although the distance hasn't changed, we felt further apart because we couldn't travel to them. There isn't a way of getting there. And so for many of you, you've had that same experience. The distance between Cyprus and Lagos has not changed. The distance between Cyprus and Namibia has not changed. But it feels further apart because we can't find a way there. And sometimes the comfort given to the child and the knowledge of where their parent has gone is limited. That they may be happy to know where their parent has gone, but because they know where they've gone, it means that they cannot get there. That they can't just get in a car and go to their uncles and aunts. They can't just go in an aeroplane. Although they know where their parent is, it doesn't really help them because they cannot go there. And Jesus didn't just tell his disciples where he was going, but he told them how to get there. Verse 4, he said, "And you know the way to where I'm going." What is the way to where you are going, Jesus? You can hear the disciples say. And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus himself is the way. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. We cannot make our own way to the Father. There is only one way to the Father. The disciples were being told this. We are being told this. Jesus came to this world as the God-man. He was both God and both man. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And nothing he did deserved death. The reason we die is because the wages of sin is death. It's the curse of sin that is upon us. But Jesus, as he was here in this world, although he was tempted like us and beyond us, he never failed. He never sinned. He did not deserve death. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself incarnate, humbled himself to death, and death on the cross. The worst imaginable form of suffering and death at that time is what he took on himself. And in some ways, the death that he took was just a picture. The suffering that he went through was just a picture of the unimaginable suffering that he actually went through. The sinless one became sin. The sinless Christ Jesus took on the sins of his people. He took on the punishment that they deserve. He paid the price for the sins of his people. And what a comfort that is to us as we go into 2021. We go into it knowing that we have a relationship with God, the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't rely on what you could or couldn't do. It relies on what Jesus has done for you. There is a way for us to join Jesus in glory. And that's through Jesus and through his sufferings and through his death. And so we don't have to worry as we go into 2021. Yes, there's lots of things bubbling around that can cause us concern. But the big thing, the leprosy of our heart, the sin that separates us from God, has been dealt with by Jesus. And we have hope. An amazing hope. And just to give you the headings of the next two points that we'll discuss and look into next week, when we see it, the passage goes on to say that you will do great things in my absence. And we have this verse 12 to look at. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do because I am going to the Father. Greater works than these. What an amazing thing. And then we carry on, and it says, the seventh point is, if you need anything, just give me a call. And we see there that whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What great promises we have going in. And then we move on from verse 14 into the next part, and we're told that he's not going to leave us by ourselves, but he's going to give us a helper. And so I trust you're encouraged going into these 2021 with the great encouragements that we have. Don't worry. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Why not? Because God said it. Because Jesus has something important to do. He's preparing a place for you in heaven. He's going to see us soon. He's not going to leave us stranded forever. We know where he is. And we know how to get there. And so, friend, as you go into 2021, can you go into it with the assurance that your heart isn't troubled? Because you're believing in God through Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. Oh Lord God, we thank you that you know our future. You know everything. Nothing is a surprise to you. And so as we go into this 2021, may we go with the comfort of these verses. May our hearts not be troubled. Oh Lord God, as we've looked and seen what Jesus was saying to his disciples then, we're amazed because it's what he is saying to us now. We thank you for the comfort and the encouragement that they bring. But oh Lord God, we realize that this comfort and this encouragement is only for those who know you through the Lord Jesus Christ, who are truly believing. And so we pray for any who are listening in now or who will listen in later, we pray that they would come to know you as their Heavenly Father, that they would know the wonder of their sins forgiven. And may they too, as we, have the delight of going into 2021, knowing that we don't need to let our hearts be troubled because Jesus has gone before us. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.